Hello, how are you? It is July 10th. We have three cards for July 10th and 11th, and they are the Sun reversed, the Knight of Swords reversed, and the Four of Wands reversed. Person to avoid, or to avoid being. The Knight of Swords in the reverse is enough to bring what should be a happy atmosphere all the way down with a single word, and hopefully words are the only weapons they're using today. The Morgan Greer version of the Knight of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, today in the center, shoulders a bloodied sword as he carries on, having accomplished his mission. Behind him we see a tall tower in the shadows, the top in flames, the colors of which match the blood of the knight's sword. The Knight of Swords has a long feather flying from the top of his helmet, referred to as the Feather of Truth. The Suit of Swords is all about truth, but as we know, the truth can hurt, as in the painful truth. This knight's elemental DNA is one of fire and air, a combination with potentially destructive tendencies. Although we don't see the familiar nervous horse on the Morgan Greer version of the card, the Feather of Truth on this knight's helmet is an off-white color and looks very much like a horse's tail. The horse is said to represent the body in the tarot, and in the reverse, this card of the mental, verbal Suit of Swords suggests we may need to be listening more to our own bodies. Or just talking less and listening more in general. The reverse Knight of Swords is incredibly angry for whatever reason. He or she themselves may not know. But we have a marriage, home, and family in the cards to consider. Besides, it is said anger causes cancer, but I'm not sure if there have ever been any official medical studies on the subject. The Sun, number 19 of the major arcana, is in the past position. The happiest card in the deck usually shows a naked child joyfully playing in the sun, or on the back of a white horse. Youth, vitality, joy, freedom, and innocence are what this card is all about in the upright. In the reverse, being of the major arcana, we can say that this knight, who are said to be in their 20s or 30s, knights, had an unhappy childhood themselves. Nobody cares. Oh, did I say that out loud? Knight of Swords. It's hard for me to tell age in the tarot. As Otis liked to say in his famous Nolens, Louisiana drawl, age ain't nothing but a number, honey. This is true. The knights all have the potential to be dishonest, but they're all on their way to being kings or queens, and in the reverse, have yet to master themselves or the elements of their suit. This knight is no exception. The King of Swords is articulate and knowledgeable. The reverse knight is still a know-it-all, and doesn't. The upcoming card is also in the reverse, the stable foundation of the Four of Wands, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and we're talking about a strong foundation. The stage is set for a wedding or celebration, the four tall poles rigged to hold up a canopy of brightly colored flowers, including the roses and lilies we see throughout the tarot. The four is stability. This unstable knight can destabilize anything, even these other two peaceful, joyous cards. This potentially happy card in the future position will stay in the reverse as long as the angry Knight of Swords does. This person is very difficult, if not dangerous, to live with. So much potential. That unhappy past card, being of the major arcana and the heavyweight of the lineup in the reverse and in the past position, is weighing the whole thing down, even our potential hero. Ah, well. A good day at this point would be a day without a shooter, and that's a harsh truth for sure.